Okay, we can close the door? Okay. All right. So let's open up first to the Gemara itself. On Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. And we'll get a sense of what's going on here. The Gemara has a whole slew of statements here. First statement is the Gemara tells you where the Ner Chanukah should be located. If you take a look, is it Tosfos Ubishas? It's a little bit above that. Planicha al Pesach Beiso Mibachutz. Then it says Ubishas Hasakona Meinicha al Shulchan Ovidayah. That's going to be our first discussion for today. So that even though the Braisa establishes that the ideal place for the Ner Chanukah location is Bachutz, but nevertheless, B'shas HaSakona, we don't have the possibility of lighting. There's no Yehorg Bal Yavo on Ner Chanukah, and therefore we light inside. Omar Rav, Tzarech Ner Acheres L'shtamish Li'ora. Okay? Tzarech Ner Acheres L'shtamish Li'ora. In the past, we've discussed two possibilities as to what Tzarech Ner Acheres is all about. Is it in order to allow him to get benefit from the Ner Chanukah, so that now we can attribute his benefit from the Ner Acheres, or is it because of Hekera that people should notice that he's lighting a Ner Mitzvah and he's not lighting a Ner Litzorko? Fine. What we want to do now is study the case of Meinicha al Shulchano. So let's just see what pages we have over here. You should have, hopefully, from Lamed Ches, which is Simon Yutes, up until Mem Beis. Is that what we have?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks, Abby, for all your work, all your effort. Especially when we're working here with a kind of bedievit situation as far as the photocopy machine is concerned. So we're four lines down. V'tzarech im. You know, what I would love you to do as we go along is to underline, you know, certain words, because that'll make it easier for the eye to catch it. So I have an extra pencil here. I even have a pen. But just underline Vitzarach Iyun on the fourth line. He wants to know what is the significance. How critical is it to light me Pesach Beiso Mibachutz? And depending upon that question, we're going to ask another question. How does he facilitate or fulfill his mitzvah of Ner Chanukah al Shulchan? The first definition that he suggests is that the Iker mitzvah Ner Chanukah is really either bifnim or bachutz. There's an extra, shall we say, a cherry on top. There's an extra embellishment of the mitzvah by lighting the Ner Chanukah outside. But we're not coming lafuke, we're not saying that Ner Chanukah has to be on the outside. Basically, Ner Chanukah could be on the inside of the house or on the outside of the house. Obviously, the outside of the house is ideal. It's preferable because it adds to what? To Pirsimonis. Oh, Dilma, the second possibility is that no. When the Braisa says, Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'anicha mipesach peisa b'chutz, that defines the mitzvah itself. And that's absolutely critical. Shebe emes mitzvahs ner chanukah l'anicha mibachutz. And umi b'fnim, if he lights it on the inside, eino mekayma mitzvah klal. No, if you're going to say eino mekayma mitzvah klal, what's going to be your obvious question? How do we do it baal shulchan? How does Gemara say meinicha al shulchan? Okay, it says shasakona. I understand that he can't light it on the outside; he'll get his head knocked off. But on the other hand, you know, what are you telling him? And the implication of the Gemara is that you could light on the inside, put it on your table, and make a bracha on it. How can you make a bracha on that if you're going with the second definition that mi pesach beis on mi bachutz is not just a as we said before, you know, to embellish the mitzvah, to add to the mitzvah, but rather it's critical to defines the mitzvah. It's got to be mi pesach beis on bachutz. So he says here something pretty way out, if you want to underline that. He says, Ela b'shasa sakana, hoisa takana miyuchedes, sheyadlik bifnim. Now let me try to see if I, you know, again, you're all free to interpret this the way you like. I'm just going to tell you the way I understand what he's saying is that there were two mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah. There was the original mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and then at one historical point, at one point in time, they introduced a whole new mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And the bracha is going to be the same bracha, because it's all Ner Chanukah, and it's all for the same goal, but it's radically different. The original Ner Chanukah required that the Chanukah be Mipesach Beis Omi Bachutz. Came along a period of Shasakana, they had to come up with a whole new essence, or a whole new mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And he wants to be Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam says the following. There are two Rambams that we have to see. One is in Perek Gimel, and one is in Perek Dalet. In Perek Gimel, the Rambam gives you the whole historical introduction, the background to Ner Chanukah, to the establishment of this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And then, when he tells you what the Chachamim established, he calls it Madlikim Emneros. Be erev al pischei abatim. So you want to underline the words pischei abatim. What does that sound like, Rabosai? What's the essential mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? It's outside on Pesach Habayis. Correct? Then you fast forward to Perek Dalet, and the Rambam quotes the Braisa of Mitzvah Anichal Pesach Beso. And Bishasa Sakona Menichal Shulchanu Vidayo. So the Rambam now sort of has this fallback position in which he says that since it's a Shas HaKonah, we cannot fulfill the mitzvah the way it was originally formulated. How is the original formulation of the mitzvah? Be Pesach Beso, correct? So the Rambam writes, B'Shas HaKonah, Meinichal Shulchano V'dayo. So again, when he talks about the Ikar Takonis Ner Chanukah, he says, Al Pesach Beso. Here in Perek Dalet, one Perek fast forward, he says, you know what, we're in a Shasakana, so we cannot fulfill the mitzvah as it was originally established, so what do? We have another mitzvah. What's the other mitzvah? A new takana of Madlika al Shulchan Uvidayo. Do you see what he's doing over here? He's taking Perek Gimel as the perek that defines and addresses the critical nature of the mitzvah in Ner Chanukah, and then Perek Dalet, the Rambam has a sort of like a postscript, and he's saying, well, what do we do Mishas HaKonah? We cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah the way it was fulfilled, because what is the critical requirement of Ner Chanukah? Where are you lighting it? Pesach Beis Omi Bachutz. So you're giving up on that. So the impression is that until we got to Shas HaKonah, if you wouldn't light the Ner Chanukah Mipesach Beis Omi Bachutz, you would not fulfill the mitzvah at all. V'meinicho b'fnim, if you want to underline those words, he says, Eino makayim ha-mitzvah klal. So then the only way out here is to say that there's another takon of Ner Chanukah, and that is to light al shulchano v'dayo. So that's Roman numeral number one over here. Does anybody happen to have any tissues here by chance?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
So does that mean when there's no Shasakana anymore,
it falls away? Fancy. What?
There's no Shasakana anymore, the Takana falls away?
I don't know. That's a great question, Sammy. I don't know the answer to that question. What should we say? In other words, here's your question, if I could just formulate it in my own words. Are we saying now that this takana came into being at a certain period of time and completely, radically changed the nature of Ner Chanukah forevermore? Or are we saying that this new takana came into existence, but only when necessary for that kind of period of time? Again, throughout Jewish history, there may be, you know, these unfortunate spots in the history of Jewish people of Shas HaSakana. Whenever the Shas HaSakana comes, we're going to have to revert back to this new takana of Ner Chanukah.
Is it possible that in times of Sakana, there was the Tiferet Hugan Ashuk didn't apply because people didn't stay outside?
Right. Very good. You know, if we're lighting on the Shulchan, who's going to see it on the outside? Adarabba, if somebody sees it on the outside, we're in deep trouble. You know, we're going to get our head handed to us. So you're going to have to shift the whole concept of Pirsum HaNes. And that's what's called the Iker Pirsum HaNes L'Bnei HaBayis. And that's called Mishas Sakana V'Yelch. Now, what would be if there are no Bnei HaBayis? It's just me, myself, and I. If, let's say, a single person lives alone, or he's on a trip, or whatever it is, then L'Chor, then the Pirsum HaNes is only for him. It's a one-person Pirsum HaNes. And that's what he talks about here in the next paragraph. Tosfos says that you cannot light Ner Chanukah after Kovsa Regel Min Ashuk. Because the Gemara says the Ilo Adlik Madlik, that only up to Kolsa Regel you could be Madlik the Ner Chanukah. Tosu says that after that it's over Zmano, comes along the Ri at the end of this Tosfos, and he says Nira Di Ato with an Ayin, now that we were lighting for the benefit of the Bnei HaBayis, Ein Lachush, it doesn't really matter when he lights Ner Chanukah. We could be much more, you know, we could broaden the scope of the time period for Ner Chanukah. We don't have to put the stopping end of Ner Chanukah with Achet Tichle Regel Min Ashuk, because who cares if Tichle Regel Min Ashuk? The Iker Pirsum HaNes is for whom? For the Bnei HaBayis, Sharei Madlikim Bifnim. So we see clearly that the only reason why Tosfos was able, the only way Tosfos was able to salvage a Hadlokas Ner Chanukah after Tichle Regel Min Ashuk was only because we're lighting Mibifnim. Had we been lighting Mibachutz, we would not be able to find another way of solving this problem of Tichle Regel Min Ashuk. Mevur Midivrehem, Tivizman Shahayu Madlikim Bachutz, Im Over Azman, Misha Tichle Regel Min Ashuk, Lo Yadlik Chlal. Why? Because it becomes absolutely critical that he light outside and be Mefarsim the Nes. But it's after Tichle Regel Min Ashuk, and there's no opportunity to be Mefarsim the Nes. So therefore, Tos says, don't even bother lighting after that time. But now that we light for the inside, for the Bnei HaBayis, now it makes sense that even after Tichle Regel Min Ashuk, who cares about Tichle Regel Min Ashuk? As long as it's not Tichle Regel Min Bnei HaBayis, we can light on the inside. V'yafal gavdi ata shemadlikim ibifnim ein lochush masa yadlik. Because now that we're doing the Pirsum HaNes for the inside of the house, who cares when you light? Ukmo chen af bizman shemadlikim bachutz v'yavar zman. And Yochel Lekayim Mitzvah Sadloka Al Pesach Habayis Havi Le Lahadlik Achakach Lekayim Al Kol Panim Iker Mitzvah Sner Chanukah Kmo Kimo Bizman Hazeh. In other words, if you would argue that the Iker Mitzvah Sner Chanukah could be fulfilled even inside the house, so why does Tosfos say that after Tichle Regel Min Ashuk it's already gone? Is Mevuar Mizeh Desrili La Tosfos Karamam Divizman Shayu Madlikim Bachutz, back in the day before Shas Sakana. Or maybe even Bizman Hazeh, that's what Sammy was asking before, is then im hayu madlik bifnim, ein makayim mitzvah klal. So he has now two Rishonim lined up here, the Rambam and Tosfos. Those are two very heavy hitters, as we'd say, that at the time of the Gemara, the time of the Talmud, if you lit inside the house and there was no pirsum for the Bnei, the Over and Meshavim, we'll call them, for those who pass by outside, you would forfeit the mitzvah.
Are there other mitzvot that are pirsum HaNes? Like, I heard somewhere that even the dollar kosot you drink Lala Seder is like pirsum HaNes.
Could be, but more logically would be, if you're looking for a candidate, it would be Mikra Megillah. Because the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches in Masechta Megillah actually calls Mikra Megillah pirsum HaNes. In Dalet Kosos, you know, it's a little bit of a stretch. You could say it's Chayav Adam Liros or the Rama has Lahara says that's what Kilu Yotzim Chaim. Maybe that's Pirsum Anes when he drinks the Dalet Kosos. But the truth is, and I think this is what Ben is trying to, you know, guide us, is that we don't find, well, it's complicated. In Megillah, actually, it's very, very complicated. Because the Gemara quotes one day that Megillah has to be in front of 10 people. That if you don't have 10 people gathered, the other day it says that if you're one of the Bnei HaKfarim and you read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, which is before the Zman of Purim, then you require 10 people. But on Yud Aleph for the Prozim or on Tesvav for the Bnei HaKrochim, you would not require 10 people. Everyone seems to assume that l'chatchila, if all things are equal, you want to get 10 people together for Mikra Megillah, but it's not absolutely critical. That's the Shita Rav that we paskin like. And therefore, Ben's question is relevant even to Mikra Megillah, that you see that there's Pirsum HaNes without. So the question becomes, how would Hanukkah be different than Megillah? Why is it that, according to Rav at least, Megillah could be fulfilled inside the house with absolutely no minyan? But Hanukkah, was saying now, requires, according to the Rambam and Tosfos, at least in the original historical period, requires a pirsum mibachutz. I think I once mentioned here, and let's see if it works out, if it's relevant, Rabbeinu Daniel HaBavli. You may recall that establishing a new mitzvah is not a simple matter, because the Torah says lo tosif. And the answer to that problem seems to be that although the Rabbanon established the mitzvah, but the Torah recognizes the mitzvah, which means that the kiyum is a kiyum d'oraisa. And Rabbeinu Daniel HaBavli actually identifies the kiyum ha-mitzvah of Ner Chanukah as Kiddush Hashem. Now, Kiddush Hashem says v'gdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. The Gemara says toch is like Eda, means it has to be in front of a minyan. And the Gemara goes into great detail about how to establish that minyan. Who becomes part of that minyan? For example, let's say he's the 10th man, and he's being the mefarsim in front of 9 people. Is he considered part of the minyan to create the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? I'm just giving you one example of many. So that it comes out like that. You can ask the following question, according to Rabbeinu Daniel HaBavli, would Mikra Megillah be Kiddush Hashem? And perhaps if Mikra Megillah were recited in front of 10 people, that might elevate it and inject into it a separate kiyum, an additional kiyum of Kiddush Hashem. That has to be taken under advisement. But when he talks about Ner Chanukah specifically, he says that the reason that the Chazal would justify it in creating the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah as an extra mitzvah is because of Kiddush Hashem. So Kiddush Hashem seems to play a major role with regard to Ner Chanukah. And Kiddush Hashem is the classical archetype mitzvah of Pirsum, of something that requires Pirsum. Because V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael means you have to be mefarsim the Kiddush Hashem. So if I take the Rabbeinu Daniel HaBavli as defining the essence of Ner Chanukah, connecting it to the kiyum of Kiddush Hashem, then the idea of Pesach based on Mibachutz arguably becomes absolutely critical. Whereas in Ner Chanukah, I'm sorry, in Mikra Megillah, you may have other elements of kiyum. I'll just mention a few of them. One of them might be Zechiras HaMolek, because Haman is Mizera HaMolek. Another one might be Talmud Torah, because the Megillah is part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. And those kiyumim don't require farhesia. So therefore Rav would say that you could be Mekayim the mitzvah. So again, if I would ask you the following question, would this Shita in Rishonim, we call it the Rambam and Tosfos, that require me Pesach based on Bachutz and Chanukah, would that be reconcilable with the Shita of Rav that holds that you could be Yotzi the Mikra Megillah in private? Then the answer might be yes, we can reconcile those two. Whereas Ner Chanukah requires Pesach based on Mibachutz, Mikra Megillah does not require Pesach based on Mibachutz. Why is that so? Because the idea of Farhesia in their Chanukah is so critical to establish a Kiyum of Kiddush Hashem. In fact, Pirsum HaNes is so critical in their Chanukah that the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, again, you have to know about Beit Shammai, because Beit Shammai can complicate these Kneged Poryach Chag, if you remember that. But if you leave out Beit Shammai, then the idea of publicizing how many people in this particular house were saved at the issue of Chanukah, saved at least spiritually, if not physically as well, or for example, how great was the Ness of Chanukah, and that every night we had another Ness of Chanukah, so that you have this element in that's embedded into the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah of Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, all of which is to try to enhance and expand the Pirsum HaNes to such an extent that the Rishonim want to know what happens after Atshet Tichlo Regel Merashuk. Is there any meaning to light in Ner Chanukah? And that's really what we're facing here. Now, what happens after Shas Sakana V'Eloch is we're going to have to figure that out. Is there such a thing as Ner Chanukah without the element of a public Pirsum HaNes? Is it enough that I'm the Farsim HaNes for my Bnei Abayis? Or in the most extreme case, if I'm only being the Farsim HaNes for one person, what we call me, myself, and I? I mean, that really takes off Kiddush Hashem. But you know, even if we don't accept Kiddush Hashem in the literal sense, like for example, when it says Atshet Tichlo Regel Menashuk, who is that Regel? You remember the Gemara? Help me out here, guys.
I've been a non-Jew.
Yeah, Tarmidoi. Rashi says Tarmidoi is a shame Uma. These were the wood collectors or the wood sellers, right? If you would assume that the Pearson applies even to Goyim, that even if the Goyim are walking on the street, that's also Pirsum, one could wonder whether that's a Kiyum of Kiddush Hashem or not. So you may want to come to the conclusion that Pirsum is embedded into the very nature of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And it has nothing to do with Kiddush Hashem. It may overlap with Kiddush Hashem. So again, I'm asking the oil of here to think very hard and very long about the following question. Is Kiddush Hashem essential to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? And that really is a very fundamental question. If it's not, then what is the fallback position? Maybe it's not Kiddush Hashem in the sense that you require 10 Asar B'Yisrael, but at least you require the potential for Asar B'Yisrael. You require Pirsum out in the Bnei Bayis, out of the Bayis. Mi Pesach Beso, mi Bachutz. So I don't know, Ben, if I gave you an answer to your question. I'm just saying that Pirsum is essential to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's what Chanukah is all about. To be mefarsim the nes.
Is it possible that the difference between Chanukah and Ner Chanukah and Megillah and Mikra Megillah is that Ner Chanukah is the Pirsum is through lighting candles and so far, but this is all mundane stuff that people could easily push off as being he's lighting because he needs the light, or he's doing because something else. There's nothing special about, I mean, light is light. A candle. So they had
to... Mikra Megillah, it's like in the Megillah itself.
I mean, don't you just read the Megillah and it's not just the Velterai.
Yeah.
So the Mikra Megillah didn't require all this formality of right.
So I will say, let's see if we can find another Rishon who has another approach to this whole sugya of Ner Chanukah. And that's going to be the Ritva. So if you take a look at the paragraph Ulam, then you want to underline the words, the HaRitva Kosav. You just underline that, because that's really Roman numeral number 2 in this whole discussion. So the Ritva says the following. De'ilo Adlik. In other words, if he didn't get a chance to light his candles before Kolsa Regel Menashuk, Madlik Basar Hachi Mibifnim. Now, intuitively, when you read these words of the Ritva, that if you messed up and you delayed for whatever reason and you missed the boat on Atshet Tichlo Regel Menashuk, you light inside, what would that sound like to you?
Bidiyamin.
But what would you associate it with in the Gemara? Misha sakona v'yelech, correct? But what he's going to prove here in the Gevuras Yitzchak is that the Ritva is not talking about Shas Sakona. And therefore the Ritva is going to throw a whole different light on their Chanukah. Pardon the pun. And he says the following. Dilididhu nami vadai. In other words, if he's lighting inside for them, meaning for the people inside the house, that's certainly mishum delo matzi lemevet akeril shesaravnim. If it's too late on the clock, because it's after tichla regel, to create a heker for the shesaravnim, lo niftar, that doesn't mean that the ball game is over, finito. And here's a little bit of a printing mistake. It should say lo niftar milasos akeril lo ule b'nei beso. Okay? Now, is the Ritva addressing the case of Shas Sakona? It doesn't sound like it, because the Ritva is saying that what would have been his first obligation, his primary obligation, where would the Hekera be? For B'nai Rishu Sarabim. You can't say those words if you're talking about Shas Sakona. You're going to get your head handed to you if you say that, right? And the Ritva says that, you know, we have a hierarchy in Ner Chanukah in the following way. Your hekera should be for the Rishus HaRabim. But don't think that if you messed up, you know, you missed the boat on the hekera Mishum Rishus HaRabim, that's the end of the mitzvah. It's not the end of the mitzvah. Now you have a different kind of hekera, and that's lo ule b'nei beso. And now the Ritva wants to demonstrate that there is such a thing in halacha of hekera l'b'nei beso. Darmina l'kamanda v'shas sakana madlik al shulchan v'dayo. So again, look what the Ritva does with Madlik al Shulchan Vidayo. He uses it as a proof that if instead of lighting the Ner Chanukah at the ideal time, which would be Ad Shetichla Regel Mishuk, you miss that time, you still have to light on the inside of your house for the Hekera of B'nai Beso. And how does he prove this? From Shas Sakona. Well, wait a minute, Shas Sakona is a whole different Takona. If we're going to assume that essential to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah in its original formulation was the Pesach Beis HaMachutz, and that Shas HaKona creates a whole new Takana, then the Ritva makes no sense, because the Ritva is proving from Shas HaKona that even when it's not Shas HaKona, you have an obligation to create a Hekera L'Bnei Abayis. Well, how can you prove anything from Shas Sakon of Yelech? Shas Sakon of Yelech is a whole different entity, a whole different enterprise. Hare de Poliga Ritval Tosvis, I would add Val Rambam, right? He argues against them. As Sover, he's of the opinion, the Af Bizman Shemad Likim Bibifnim, Im Avar Velo Hidlik Bizman Adloka, and it doesn't matter why. Let's say he was onus, whatever it is. We're not gonna penalize him for doing the wrong thing. Yachol lahadlik mibifnim. Again, I would have, if I was writing it, I wouldn't have said yachol lahadlik mibifnim, but chayav lahadlik mibifnim. Ubal karcha de svir leila ritva de mekayim. This is where I underline de mekayim ikar mitzvahs ner chanukah fil b'meinicho al shulchano. And again, when you talk about ikar mitzvahs ner chanukah, we talk even before Shas HaSakana. So if you fast forward to the next page, which is Lamed Tes, he says, I don't know, according to the Ritva, if the mitzvah was to put it on Pesach Beso, is that just an addition to the Pirsum Anes? And B'chai Gavna Shemenicha Bifnim Eino Mekayim Hachad Loka Sha'al Pesach Beso V'rak D'yesh O Takonu Mitzvah Shel Adlokas Nechad Shiochel Kayim Afil Benicha Mibifnim O B'emes Ein Ze Trei Takonos Ki Im Da Mitzvah Lanicha Al Pesach Beso Mibachutz Ein Ze Rak Mitzvah min amuvchar beikar mitzvahs ner Chanukah, but kol shemenicha bifnim harei kiem guf ikar mitzvahs ner Chanukah, even though it's only for the bnei abayis. So it seems that the Ritva validates the mitzvah of ner Chanukah even before Shas HaSakana, as long as there's a pirsum for the bnei abayis, and that's even before Shas HaSakana. Correct, and you make a bracha b'fnim. You're obligated to do so. So what we're up to here, please make a note of it, is page Lamentes, Dibra maskel vehine. Yeah, just give me 1 second. I just want to get myself organized for a second, Ben, and then the floor is yours. Look at our shulchan. What's the number that we're doing now?
The test.
You test. Okay, just 1 second. Let me just put that over there so I don't spill it. So this is what again? You test?
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 second. So you test. See, I messed up here a little bit with my pages. Okay, so that's. See when you test. Okay. So Sammy, if you want to take a look for a second regarding your question of before, on page Mem, there are two paragraphs that start with the word Vehine. So if you look at the first one, do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the question that Reb Meir Soloveitchik asked his father, the Brisker Rav. He says, I don't understand, Bizman Azeh, people are lighting me b'fnim. And it's not a shas hakona. Eze kiyuma mitzvah yesh bechlal hagemara matzina v'shas hakona beinichu mibifnim. V'heshiv lo moran hagriz debiyar hagemara kachu ner chanak mitzvah lanich al pesach besim achutz u'bizman hasakona shol yochul l'kayim ha-mitzvah ner chanaka tiknu takona miyuchedes shol ner chanaka u'bidin takona zu nemra adloka mibifnim. The law shas sakana levad nitkan hadlokim ifnim ki im debeshas sakana tiknu takana chadosh shol ner chanaka sheshayek gam lishah sheena sakana. So again, this is the vacillation back and forth. Are we saying that bishas sakana we made a new takana? Right, and this again reflects the sheet of Tosus and the Rambam, and that new takana only applies b'shas sakana. Then bizman hazeh we don't have a sakana; we have to light mibachutz. Or shall we assume that once they made this takana, the takana was engendered by shas sakana, but it's now an independent takana that changed the mitzvah ner chanaka forevermore? Otherwise. Right, otherwise, we don't have to. We don't know how to justify people who light mibifnim. I don't know. Is there anybody here back in the old country who lit mibifnim? Yeah, I think that's what we did. No,
yeah.
Was it just me?
But we did the window.
Ah, maybe the window has halacha mibachutz, because the Gemara says in Darba Aliyah is he lights at the chalon.
The shulchan sounds like something inside the room as opposed to something
right.
At the window.
So maybe we don't light on the table. You know, we light on the window. I don't know, but he's saying afsha ein sakana mikomakom. Again, I don't know. I don't know what the basis for this is, but he says. Anybody ever hear of a sefer called Pesach Hadvir? I don't know who he is, but he says that af she'ein sakana bizman hazeh mikomakom nagu laniach es haner al shulchan. So I can't argue with him right now because I don't have the wherewithal of arguing. When it comes to minhagim, you can never argue with anybody because everybody has their own minhagim. But this sefer, which he quotes, it called the Pesach Hadvir, which is obviously a sefer that's written exclusively about the laws of Ner Chanukah. And he claims that the minig is to, even though it's not shas sakana af she'ein sakana mikomakom nagu laniach al shulchan. And the only way we can explain this is to say that mishas sakana v'yelach, the entire mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah changed and there was a new takana, and that new takana applies mishas sakana V'eilu. But that's not what I was looking for. Okay, let's see if I can find what I'm looking for here. Just a second, I got myself a little bit. See, what I need here is a binder, you know, to keep the pages together. Let's see if I can find this. Yeah, I'm not giving up. Did we have a discussion about Ketanim? We never discussed Ketanim. Oh, wow. So what do we do now? Okay. Okay, Abby, I'm not even going to have the chutzpah to ask you to do this. But is there anybody here who wants, you know, who wants to do this? Okay.
Not to put in order.
No, I mean say to photocopy more pages. All right. So I'm going to assume that it would be a chutzpah on my part to ask any. Again, if the regular machine was working, I would do it myself. I wouldn't even. But with the other machine, I don't know. How'd you manage, Abby? It was wasn't so.
Time.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
The other machine is just a pleasure. I mean, you just push it. It double sides it for you, and it chick-chock and collates it. Okay.
Rabbi, is it possible that, because it seems strange, just because you have to make a takona when there was sakona, why would they also make it, therefore, when there wasn't one, that you still do it?
No, because since they changed the nature of the mitzvah, that's what's going to go. That's where, you know, it's not going to be, you know, we'll change it now and then we'll change it again. You know, if it was a real takana, then they left it go. You know,
is it possible that similar to Yom Tov Sheni, Shogolios?
Yeah, maybe.
There's no reason to do it.
Maybe if that helps you, yeah, you can use that. It's very interesting because. I think there are two girsos here in the Gemara. Let me just see if there's another girsi here. Bays. Trouble is there's so many little letters here until you find out where they're referring you to. Oh, maybe it's here. I don't know. Not sure. I think I saw once another girsi. Mishasa Konavi Eilich, I think. I don't know. Anyway. So let me talk to you a little bit about Ketanim. The Rambam writes in Shulchan Aruch that we have to train the Ketanim. This is in Siman Tofresh Ayin Hey, if somebody wants to open it up. To do me that favor, that much chutzpah I have. Okay. So the Rambam writes that the Ketanim should be trained to light Ner Chanukah. Is that the minhag we're familiar with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We tell the Ketanim, let's say after the age of 9, at whatever age it is, you want to hold on to it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's, if you don't mind, what's the nusach of the Rambam?
Well, the Gondo Cholachim in the Abayas Madlik Mifnei Atzmo, Kotok Shehigi Elochinuch, Tzoruch Lahadlik Gamke.
Oh. Okay. Now, the Bir Halacha of the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Shulte Giborim and a Meiri to the effect that they disagree. There's only one problem here. I'm not sure that they disagree. I'll tell you why. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting a Meiri, and the Meiri says that Ner lechol echad v'echad lufi minyan bnei abayis. You have that lufi in the Bir Halacha? He quotes the Meiri and the second part of the Bir Halacha.
Is that a Bir Ishtar separately, or is it
there? I don't know. We're going to have to get to Ishtar, but the Mishnah Berurah says Ishtar can goof. I don't know what he's talking about, but
Hagadolah.
Yeah, no, before you get to the word Hagdol, does it say Lefi Minyan B'nai Abayis?
Lefi Minyan B'nai Beso Hagdolim.
Okay, slowly. Leave out the word Gedolim.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, the Mishnah Berurah is going to. He's building everything on the word Gedolim, but I want to build everything on the words before the word Gedolim. And those words are Lefi Minyan B'nai Beso, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those words. Again, you could fight with me on this, but I think in my mind, those words, Lefi Minyan B'nai Beso, are referring to the madlik. What do I mean to say? That the Mahadran requires that the madlik will add candles kifi minyan b'nei beisa. And that is the sheet of the Rambam. So the Meiri is not talking about the Rambam, who says that our minig is that each one lights his own Ner Chanukah. He's talking, the Meiri, about the minig of the Chachmei Sfarad, that one person lights on behalf of the entire B'nai Bayis. How many candles does he light if he wants to be Mekayim the Mahadran, Lufi Minyan B'nai Besa? So now we're ready for the next word, Gedolim. Does that mean that in the framework of the Rambam, we're not going to train the Ketanim to light their own candle? Das weiß ich nicht. I don't know. I'm not sure that the Miri's, you know, I don't even think it's on his radar screen. He's not addressing this question as to whether or not there's a mitzvah of chinuch to train the child to light Ner Chanukah, because when he becomes a gadol and after his bar mitzvah, he's going to be lighting Ner Chanukah. That's not what the Miri is addressing. The Miri wants to know, how many candles should I light if I'm being Mekayim the Mahadran in the way the Rambam would have been Mekayim the Mahadran? I mean, there's one Madlik on behalf of the B'nai Bayis, and he has the word Gedolim. So I'm not obligated within the context of Mahadran to light an extra candle on behalf of the Ketanim, or each cut. Then he has a Shulta Geborim. And a Shulta Geborim is going with the Rambam. Again, he was way before the Rambam, but I mean to say the same Shita, that the Mahadran means that everyone should light their own Ner. Now, the Shita Geborim says, you know what? We don't have to worry about the Ketanim, Sheyigiyu L'Chinuch. There's no mitzvah Chinuch. Why? Because the whole requirement of adding candles, meaning, in this case, each person lighting their own candle, is only because of what? Mahadran. So that already is beyond the purview of chinuch. Like we saw, for example, who, I don't know if anybody remembers this, that the Beis HaLevi wanted to say that the Shmonim and Psilos, that apostle, according to Rav Huna, for Ner Chanukah, that only applies to the first candle. It doesn't apply to the Mahadran. Or, for example, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you have to sell the shirt off your back for a Ner Chanukah, but only for one Ner Chanukah. We don't have to supply you with Mahadran. So there are many differences between the first candle and the extra candles. There's a whole discussion as to which candle you should light first. And many Rishonim say that if you can identify which is the Iker Ner, that's the one that you light first. The Iker Ner, according to, again, this is just one sheet, I'm sure this is no one's minute here, is the one on the far right.
The original one.
Yeah, why is it on the far right? Because it's got to be Tefach HaSomach LePesach. And the Ner Chanukah is on what side?
Left.
It's on the left side. So therefore, the one that's closest to the Pesach is going to be on the right side. And that's going to mean that means you're going to light from right to left. That's actually the sheet of the Taz. And many poskim accepted the Taz. I don't think there's anyone here who does that. Is there anyone who lights from right to left? If you do, don't be embarrassed to tell me. I'll be very excited about it. Because that's what I think should be the way we should light it. Because the Ner Nosaf, which is the Mahadran, should come later. First start with the Ikar Ner. But in any event, there are many differences on Lofa between the Ikar Ner and the Mahadran. One of them, says the Shulchan Aruch Yigmarim, is in terms of Chinuch. Do we have to train our children to be Makayim a mitzvah of Hidur?
Why not?
Because it's not the Ikra mitzvah. In other words, we have to train our children in the mitzvahs that are obligatory. Hidur a mitzvah is a very nice embellishment, but it's not obligatory. So for example, if a person fulfills a mitzvah without any Hidur, we have no no qualms against them. We can't, make him into a criminal. What's the word I'm looking for? You can't
shout at him.
Right, you can't shout at him. Well, that's a good idea. Because he's not obligated in Hidur Mitzvah. In other words, you don't have to add extra candles or have extra people lighting. That's all for Hidur. So we're not going to require Chinuch for Hidur Mitzvah. That's the Shilta Geborim. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that what? You have to train the child. If he's a Gil Chinuch, he should light his own Ner. Okay. So you don't have page Yud Tes, right? That much you don't have. So I'm not going to read every word here on page Yud Tes because you don't have it anyway, so it doesn't make sense that I should read every word. But I'm going to try to summarize as best as I can what he says over here on page Yud Tes. Okay. He says the following. Just one second. What is the mitzvah of Hidur? Is it a change in the mitzvah itself? Or is it a separate independent mitzvah of Zekeh Levi'anveyu? In other words, can I split the mitzvah into A plus B as two separate elements? There's one element in the mitzvah, which is the Ikar mitzvah, that's critical. And there's another element that belongs to a different mitzvah at all. That enhancement of the mitzvah belongs to Zekeh Levi'anveyu. It's not in any way built into the mitzvah. So he wants to claim that that's going to be the nafkamina here, or the Yesod HaPlugta, between the Ramah and the Shilta Giborim. The Shilta Giborim says that Zekeh Levi'anveyu is a separate mitzvah. Whereas the Ramah says that no, that Hidur mitzvah changes the very nature of the mitzvah. It's Chelik Migufa Shel Mitzvah. And if it's Chelik Migufa Shel Mitzvah, we have a Gemara in Masech the Sukkah that says that Chinuch includes anything that belongs to the Gufa Mitzvah. What is the Gemara in Sukkah addressing? The case of Nanuim. Now we paskim it agbi nafik bay, that Nanuim is a very nice embellishment of the mitzvah, but it's not critical. And yet, the Mishnah establishes that which katan is chayav in chinuch, hayodel in aneas halua, which means that if he's less than the age where he's mature enough to do nanuim, then there's no chinuch. So it means that chinuch includes here even the nanuim. The question is why? After all, according to Shitla Yigborim, if it's not part of the Gufa Shel Mitzvah, why is there a mitzvah of chinuch? So the answer that Shilta Yigborim would give is that Nanuim is not a Hidur mitzvah. For Zekeh Levi'anveyu, Nanuim is Ashlama of the very mitzvah of Lekachtem Lachem, of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Whenever you have to be mechanic the child, you mechanic him for the Shleimus HaMitzvah. We don't go for low flying, we go for the pinnacle on top of Mount Everest. We want to get the most excellent mitzvah. You know, people who buy Dalet Minim for their children and their posel, that's not chinuch. And we're going to train him for the Shleimus HaMitzvah. And if he's not ready for that chinuch, then he's not included in the chinuch. It's not like we're going to take an 8-year-old, let's say, who can pick up the Dalet Minim, or a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, and we're going to be mechanic. We're going to wait until he's 9 or 10 or 11 until he's capable of doing that nuim. Because the mitzvah of chinuch requires that we give him the best mitzvah that we can, the complete mitzvah. However, says the Rambam, that applies in general to Hidur Mitzvah. So the best mitzvah we can give him in Er Chanukah is that he light his own candle. And that's Hidur Mitzvah. Because the Hidur Mitzvah is the Hashlam of the mitzvah itself. It completes and enhances the mitzvah itself. The Shilta Gemara is going to say, no, there's no raya from Nanuim. Nanuim is halacha in Netila. And it's Mashlam in Netila. But Zekeh Levi'anveyu, to beautify the mitzvah, that's already a separate mitzvah, and we don't know that there's chinuch for that mitzvah. That's what he says here on page Yud Tes. So I hope I was clear in presenting his thesis. He has an interesting addition here, based on the Igeres Hashmad of the Rambam. He wants to know, why is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah Ner Ish Ubeisa? Why is the bias, which means the family unit, play such an important role in Chanukah? He says, the Rambam in Igeres Hashmad writes that the gzeros of Malchus Yovanar Shah were on the bias. And what was that? Lo yiskar adam es Pesach beso, kidei shelo yisyached lisasek b'shum mitzvah. The Greeks forced us to keep the doors of our house open. That's what the Rambam says in Igeres Hashmad, because they were afraid that if we would close our doors, we would perform our mitzvahs in privacy. Harei v'gozru al habayis, that the bayis itself should not be a haven in which we could seclude ourselves and fulfill the mitzvahs. Therefore, kshenitzchum, when we defeated the Greeks, tiknu mitzvahs ner Chanukah on the bayis. That the bayis itself, mi pesach beso mibachutz, is the place where we want to fulfill the mitzvah of ner Chanukah. Then he quotes the Pnei Yoshua. This already Simon Yud. The Pnei Yoshua writes, "Nira demasha mishtana mitzvah zu mishar mitzvah shein chovas haguf sheyeh chiyuv al kol yochid v'yochid." All right, we'll have to do the best we can here. Tesla and Aleph. So where is... Maybe I left this at home. Anyway, I'll just read to you the Pnei Yoshua. I'm missing here page Chaf. I'm just going to look one more time, and if I don't find it, that's it. I'll probably find this on my table. Where's Yechiel when I need him? Okay. No, it was nice enough that he printed this out for me, and now I left pages apparently back on my table. Meniach al shulchan avadayo. I have a feeling it's right here on the table, but just not finding it. But anyway.
Doesn't the Lashon Vidayo automatically sound like it's a busy event?
Yeah, for sure. But
it doesn't sound like it was a new mitzvah that was created. It sounds like
it depends. I guess it depends. If it's not a new mitzvah, then what is it? You know, the Gemara says v'dayo, so it must be a new mitzvah.
Why does v'dayo mean that you're to be yavid on the old mitzvah?
Oh, you want to say the old mitzvah? So that's good according to the Ritva, but it's not going to help you according to the Rambam and Tosfos, because the Rambam and Tosfos says that the old mitzvah requires pesach based on bachut. Right. So that's going to force us to say that this is a new takana.
Robertson, didn't we start saying the Haftorah because of Shat Sakana? We couldn't read the Sefer Torah.
Yes.
So why don't we get rid of reading Haftorah? Why don't we continue it? We're not Shat Sakana anymore.
In other words, you're saying the following. When do we say that the Shat Sakana generates a minhag that we can continue, and when do we say that we discontinue it? So one second. In the case of Ner Chanukah, we're saying that we continue it. What was your question again?
I'm saying, like, if the Sakana has ended, so let's go ahead and take our Chanukah outside and let's stop reading the Haftorah.
Right.
It was a substitute.
Right, so but again, we're not going to undermine that mitzvah that was established during the Shas Sakana. We don't want to do that. So therefore, we're going to say that if all things are equal in a perfect, ideal set, you're going to light the candle on the outside. It's not Shas Hakodesh. But we're not going to do it. We're not going to go a step further. Again, it's all assuming that your minhag is to light on the inside, and say that lighting on the inside is totally meaningless. You know, that far we're not going to go. All right. So again, I was reading to you the Pnei Yoshua. And then I got sidetracked here. He says the following, that this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was changed. It's not your typical mitzvah, which imposes an obligation on every single individual. He says that here, the mitzvah is on the bayis. Why? He says, El samach lushus haramin. Shehu mishum pirsum anes is mishum kach itilu chovas mitzvah zu keilu hi chovas habayis.
Is that like a cooler or a chumra?
Oh, so it works like this. If we compare, according to the shita of the Pnei Yoshua, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah to other mitzvahs, we come to the following conclusion, that with regard to other mitzvahs, the obligation is incumbent upon every single individual. With regard to Ner Chanukah, he holds, that's the Pnei Yoshua shita, that they never impose this obligation on any particular individual. The obligation is on the bias itself as an entity. And the reason for that is because we want to get a ner that's samach l'rishus haramim. The bias could set up the ner as samach l'rishus haramim. Ubir dvar desivilei apnei Yoshua. She'im, if we understand that mitzvahs ner chanukah v'chovas aguf kishar mitzvahs, hamutelos al aguf, is kosher, my time atonim v'brais and ner yishu beso. It doesn't say that there's a chiyuv on every yachid, but rather Ishu Beso. So again, if not for the Pnei Yoshua, we could have said that Ishu Beso means there's a double chiv. There's one chiv on the Ish, and there's another additional chiv on the Bias. Mm-hmm. And that's what we mentioned in the Hari Kedem, in the name of Salvation, with regard to Achsanoi, that even if the Achsanoi doesn't have a Bias, he's nevertheless obligated in the Chovas Aguf as an individual obligation. How do we facilitate his ability to be Mekayim in the Mitzvah? That's called Shutfis Bepruta. Okay, so again, I'm skipping from Simon Yud all the way to Tes Zayin. I'm going to try to fill this in tomorrow when I find my pages. And what happens in Simon Tes Zayin? So this is on page Chav Tes. You have Chav Tes? If not, you'll listen. The Rambam says that that whenever we fulfill the mitzvah Mahadrin, there's one madlik who adds candles, kiminyan anshei habayis. Yeah? The Rambam, on the other hand, says that each one should light his own candle personally. Bless you. Oh. So he quotes the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that in order to understand the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramah, whereas the Rambam insists that the Madlik himself is Mekayim, he implements the action of Mahadrin, that he will light on behalf of everyone, Kiminyan HaNeros, Kiminyan HaBnei HaBayis, whereas the Ramah, no, each one is going to light his own candle. To understand this machlokas, we got to go back to a different machlokas, also between the Rambam and the Ramah. And the case is the following. I think I touched on this in the past. Tell me if I did. In Mitzvahs Milah, there's something called Tzitzin She'eino Ma'akvimis HaMilah. You remember this? Oh. So the Rambam says that if he completed his act of Milah, leaving behind these Tzitzin, the pieces of skin, then the Rambam says, Eino Chozer. He doesn't go back to cut them off. In other words, the reason why you would cut them off is because that's an embellishment of the mitzvah of Milah. But it's not Ma'akev. So the Rambam says, as long as you're involved in the mitzvah of Milah, you can continue and cut the tzitzin she'eino ma'akvin, and then you achieve a hider mitzvah. But if you've already poresh, meaning you've already picked up the knife, then Eino Chozer, he doesn't go back to cut the Tzitzin Sheinim Ha'akfin. And the Ramah says Chozer. Ma'u Bira Machlokas, what are they arguing about? Ha'ramam Sover Din Hidur Shaykh Rakbi Etzem Maisa Mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, then you can embellish that mitzvah. Amal Kevin Shepirish, once he completed and terminated this action, Ishuva Hidur Eino Shaykh La Maisa Mitzvah Klal. Now at this point, you're setting up a brand new Maisa. And Hidur does not apply when you're setting up a new Maisa. Says the Brisker Rav, K'mochein, the Ramah L'shitaso, is very consistent. Hachal L'inyan Er Chanukah, If everyone's going to light their own Chanukah candles, in Kain Nimtza, the Adloka Shnia, the second Adloka, does not in any way embellish or enhance the first Adloka. Is that clear? There are two Adlokas here. There's one Adloka of the Balabais, and now one of the other Bnei Abayis is going to light Adloka. That's very nice and dandy, but it doesn't in any way enhance the original Maisa Mitzvah, which was implemented by the Baal HaBayis. And therefore, according to the Rambam, since his definition of Hidur Mitzvah is the Maisa Mitzvah itself, but not to set up a new independent Maisa, that you can't do. That, in other words, you can do it, but it's not part of Hidur Mitzvah. In Kei Nimtza, the Adloka Shnia, Hirak Mishum, Hider levad v'nefredes mi ikar ma'isa mitzvah. It doesn't extend or embellish the original ma'isa mitzvah. Is lahachi svirle? How does the Rambam solve that problem? So, what is the Mahajan of Chanukah? The madlikin neros biad kula, that it's one adloka on the part of the balabayas, and he adds candles. If he's adding candles to that one adloka, he's enhancing that adloka. It's not adloka of one candle, but it's adloka of many candles. Pashen ken Ramah, the Ramah says that Chozrin, even on what? On Tzitzin Shein HaMakvin HaSamila, even though he was already Poresh. This Sover Ramah, the Lo Be'inin Shetei Hidur Be'etzem Ma'isah Mitzvah, as long as there's an embellishment of the Mitzvah, that's already considered Hidur Mitzvah. Even if it's in a different Ma'isah, you finish the first Ma'isah, which is the Ikra Mitzvah, and you Yotze the Mitzvah. Now you're implementing a second Ma'isah, only solely for the purpose of what? Hidur Mitzvah? That's also valid. Is Mimela, when the second person, member of the household, lights his Ner Chanukah, that's a separate Hidur Mitzvah, because he's making a statement, I'm not going to be Yotze with the Mitzvah vicariously through the Mitzvah of the, through the Adloka of the Baal HaBayis, I'm going to implement this Mitzvah myself. That's a Hidur Mitzvah. You'll ask a Kash, but it's a separate Maisa, it's not part of the original Maisa. Doesn't matter, the Ramah says that even if you have a separate Maisa, brand new Maisa, and you dedicate it for Hidur Mitzvah, you Yotze Hidur Mitzvah.
Can you make a bracha?
No, you can't make a bracha. Oh, you're asking. Oh, in Sitzin. Oh, why is it you're asking in Sitzin? Shein HaMakvin HaSamila. He makes a bracha. He doesn't make a bracha, but here.
Saying it's a separate mice and it's not part of the original.
Well, let's leave out this discussion. Let's just ask a more fundamental question. According to the Ramah, how do we understand that each person in the household makes a bracha?
Right.
So you have to add one little knetch over here. I'm not sure if it's going to come up.
And that is,
he doesn't want to be Yotze with Adloka the Baal HaBayis. You know, he's saying, I want to be Yotze with my own Adloka.
Yeah.
So for example, if let's say I'm on a trip and I tell my wife to light Ner Chanukah, I don't have the option of lighting their Chanukah with a bracha once I said I want my wife to be motzi me and she's going to be light. But if on the other hand I say to myself, I say to my wife, you go light, but I say to myself, I'm not going to be yotzi with you, that's a whole different story. So in order to set up Mahadrin, we need a kavana, because if on the other hand he was yotzi the mitzvah, I don't think anyone would allow him to make a bracha on the hadlok.
Except the Rambam says that the madlik is doing it for all of them. He's madly for all of them, so they're not making.
So right, so the Rambam is not going to have the Ramah. The Ramah is going to say, I can decide I'm not being yotze with that hadloka, and therefore, once I'm poresh, I separate myself, then I could light myself, and that's how I fulfill the mitzvah. The Rambam holds that no, the Hidur mitzvah is that there's one hadloka on behalf of the whole bias. But just one second, something's bothering me here. If the Ramah is talking about a case where he's not Yotze, if he had in mind not to be Yotze,
right. No,
then even the Rambam, maybe that's what he's about to ask. Let me see, I saw this last night at midnight, let me just see. Oh, L'chayra dvarav einem uvanim. Why? D'shakol echad madlik v'fnei atzmo. Oh, yeah, so that's what he's going to ask now. So again, the Brisker Rav is saying that according to the Rambam, we have to embellish the original Maisad Loka, and therefore the Rambam couldn't tolerate each person lighting on his own, because each person lighting on his own doesn't in any way embellish or enhance the lighting of the Balabais. He says, L'chora dvarav eina mubanim. I can't begin to understand the Brisker Rav. Even according to the Rambam, that we're not chozer on tzitzin she'enem akvin es amila, that has nothing to do with this case, because that's a case where he was yotz in the mitzvah of mila, and now he's doing a new maisa of cutting off the tzitzit shenem ha'akvah. That's not hider mitzvah according to the Rambam. But in this case, where he had in mind not to be yotz in the mitzvah, and therefore his hider was, I want to do it myself, like mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. So in that case, even the Rambam would agree that he's starting the mitzvah from scratch, and is. This certainly is a kiyum of hider mitzvah. You hear what he's saying? The whole Brisker Rav falls apart over here if you assume that the Mahadran of the Ramah requires that you have in mind not to be yotzeh with the Adlok of the Balabais.
If you have in mind not to be yotzeh with the Adlok of the Balabais, that means you're assuming, though, that the Balabais still gathered all the candles himself. And put
gathered what?
He gathered the candles himself. He has all the candles, because that's what the Rambam says to do. That he does all the adlaka, and then he's motzi everybody else. But you have in mind.
No, again, the question is the following: if you accept the Rambam, we're trying to figure out why the Rambam couldn't accept the Rambam, then we're not going to be yotzei vicariously through that luck of the Balabayas. In order to be Mekayim the Mahadri, we want everyone to light their own Nair.
So they take their own Nair then, they take it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Everybody owns the Nairos in partnership, but I'm just saying that he has to have in mind that he doesn't want to be yotzei with that luck of the Balabayas. Now you might ask, why doesn't he want to be yotzei? What do he has against the Balabayas? The answer is, for Mahadri, he wants to have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah on his own. And not rely on anybody else, or not fulfill through anyone else's hadlok. No, if that be the case, then the Brisker Rav's explanation of the Rambam completely falls by the wayside. The Brisker Rav wanted to say, well, how does that luck of Shimon enhance the Balabais Ruvain's hadlok? And therefore it's a separate mice, it can't come under heder. But the answer is that Ruvain is lighting for himself, because Ruvain himself decided that he's not going to be yotzei with, I meant to say Shimon, if I got the names mixed up, but you follow what I meant to say. So in order to answer this question, he quotes a Kutchus Binyane Chanukah Lehagrach Turchin. Now, I have this at home. The Grach Turchin was a student of the Brisker Rav. So it doesn't surprise us if he's trying to explain the Brisker Rav. So he says the following. Kevan Dilar Rambam Kol Hidr Mitzvah Be'inan Shetei Hidr Be'etza Maisa Mitzvah Hadin nosein shehu hadin b'ner chanuka deikar mitzvah nemar badlokas balabais debeinon shetehe ahidur badlokaso mikaven shed alakaso hu ikar chiv hamitzvah ukshiyadlik kol echad v'echad lo yitvasev badlokaso shel balabais shum hidur. Asher al kain posak haramam shamadlik yadlik ner l'chol echad v'echad. So in other words, the Rambam holds that the Hidur HaMitzvah is the fact that the mitzvah is a hadlaka of the bias. How do we achieve hadlaka of the bias? If one person lights, that's we'll call him the Bala Bias, on behalf of everyone. That is the Hidur of Ner Chanukah. The Kevon Shadlakasa Uikar V'chiv HaMitzvah. Now again, how do you demonstrate that this hadlaka of the Balabais is on behalf of all the Bnei Abayis, if that's your goal? Do you hear me? Rabos, are you awake? According to the Rambam, if the Iker mitzvah, the beautiful mitzvah, the perfect mitzvah in Ner Chanukah, is to have one hadlaka of the entire Bayis, how does the Balabais implement that hadlaka? What makes it clear that the entire Bayis is participating in this hadlaka? Excellent. Right. Because he's lighting the Chol Echad V'Echad. So in other words, the Chol Echad V'Echad is going to enhance the mitzvah of hadlaka's Balabais. If you're going to set up a situation where each person lights his own candle, then either of you're undermining the perfect mitzvah of hadlaka achas for all the bnei abayis. So the Sfaradim, following the Rambam, are all in favor of having one madlik, adding a number of candles in order to achieve this goal of hadlakas palabayis, which is one hadlaka on behalf of the entire bayis. So if Yadli Kolecha V'Echa, the Rambam's logic would be, if you went with the Ramah and each person is going to light, is then Lo Yitfasef Bad Lokosu Shal Balabai Shum Hidur. On the contrary, if you're going to add candles to the Balabais, that's going to enhance the Adlok of the Balabais, because the more candles you have, the greater the Hidur of lighting on behalf of all the members of the household. So if we'd add one candle and there are five members of the household, he only has a partial kiyum of hidur. But the point is that we have to introduce the hidur into the hadlaka of the balabais. If you're going to set up a hadlaka that's independent of the hadlaka of the balabais, because kol echad v'echad yadlik liatzmo, then you're not adding to the hadlaka of the balabais. On the contrary, you're subtracting and diminishing the hadlaka of the balabais. Because instead of the balabais hadlaka being chal for five people, one person drops out. He says, no, I want to light my own ner Hanukkah. So he's the balabais only lighting for four people. Asher al kein pasuk haRambam shamadlik yadlik ner lechol echad v'echad. He just adds the number of neros, and therefore they enhance. We've enhanced the hadlok of the balabais, because the balabais is now lighting on behalf of all the people in the bais. Mashein kein haRambam. Rambam svir le delo beinon shahidur tia beetzem maisad loka. There are malls in general that the, you know, there's no such requirement that hider has to enhance the maisa mitzvah. It's lochein posak the mahadrin shekol echad yalik vifnei atzmo vi after kol echad osa etzem an mitzvah vi enam is kaven lotzeis benero shel balabayis. So paradoxically, the Rambam comes to the opposite conclusion, that since he's willing to recognize and validate a hidur a mitzvah which is independent of the original maisa mitzvah, therefore the hidur is because Shimon decides not to be yotzi with that look of the balabais, and that Shimon is making a statement that he wants to be mahadur the mitzvah by having not one adlaka, but multiple adlakas. I mean, when I say Shimon, I mean Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, and Yehuda, and everybody else. So we're going to get multiple adlakos. That's going to enhance the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, albeit not in the guf maisa mitzvah, because the Ramah doesn't require and doesn't restrict the hider mitzvah to the original maisa mitzvah. So therefore, ribui adlakos is itself a kiyum of hider mitzvah al gavdi eno mahadir. It doesn't embellish the ner of the balabayis, meaning the adlok of the balabayis. It doesn't matter, because the Ramah recognizes the validity of a separate maisa mitzvah, which is hider. So again, whereas the Rambam would hold that by separating yourself from the bias and saying, I don't want to be yotzi with the hadlaka of the balabais, I'm undermining the kiyum of hidur mitzvah, because the kiyum of mitzvah is built into, according to Ramashi, to the original maisa. So if the maisa of the balabais is not just one candle, but five candles in the case of that, upgrades his maisa mitzvah to a mitzvah muderes. Adarabba, says the Rambam, if Shimon is going to drop out of the equation and say, I don't want to be yotzing with Reuven, so that Reuven's hadlaka is only one candle and not two candles, it's on behalf of Reuven and not on behalf of Shimon. So you're undermining the hider mitzvah, the guf maisa mitzvah, by separating Shimon from the bunch. According to the Ramah, who says that there is hider mitzvah outside the bunch, outside the maisa mitzvah, then on the contrary, by encouraging Shimon to drop out of the equation and declare that I don't want to be yotzi with that luck of Reuven, we're gaining a tremendous hidur mitzvah. Because now how many different madlikim do we have? Instead of one madlik, we have many madlikim, each one who's representing himself and saying, I wave the flag, I want to implement my maisad luck on my own.
Rabbi, doesn't it sound when he says v'yachave, when Ramah says that he has to be mechave, not to be yotze?
Does Ramah actually say that? I don't know if they're... You have the Ramah in front of you there? Does he actually say that... So it was Tofresh Ayin Aleph, Sif Beis. It starts with the words V'yesh Omrim. You have such a Rama? Tofresh Ayin Aleph, Sif Beis.
He doesn't say anything about having come on
Aleph. All he says is that Yesh Omrim Shekol Echem Ibnei Abayis Yadlik.
Right.
Oh, he doesn't say V'yichavet.
No, that's the Mishnah Brewer. The Mishnah Brewer is going to throw in this element into the equation that he should have Kavona not to be Yotze, because otherwise he already fulfilled his mitzvah and he can't make a bracha on the second Adloka, meaning when Shimon wants to light his own candle, he was already Yotze with Reuven's candle, so what's the point to lighting another candle?
Yeah, but that means that he didn't take his candle away. He left his candle there.
Right.
So he left his candle there, so then when he's lighting a whole new candle. He's not lighting the candle that the Baal Habayis took off together.
I should hope he's not lighting the Baal Habayis' candle, because...
No, but he's not Mechabe,
No,
he has to have his own special place.
Oh, that's because of Mahajan Mina Mahajan. Yeah, in other words, Rambo wants to cover Mahajan Mina Mahajan. Harvey, where are you going? Are you leaving us?
Yes, shortly.
Okay, one second. I don't want to miss the forest for the trees here. In other words, we can talk about one candle, two candles, but there's a beautiful shtickle Torah here, and I don't want to. I'm afraid that I didn't do it justice, and I don't want to miss up on this. This is a Talmud of the Brisker Rav explaining his Rebbe. And it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. Let's go over it again. The Rambam and the Rambam have a basic machlokas in the case of Mila. And the fundamental issue is, could there be a Hider Mitzvah, which is a separate Maisa, above and beyond the original Maisa Mitzvah? The Rambam says, no. The only Hider Mitzvah is you've embellished the Maisa Mitzvah itself. Once the Maisa Mitzvah is terminated, there's no room for Hider Mitzvah. That's called Tzitzin Sheinamach. Fine. The Rama says, no problem. Go ahead and do another Maisa, a second Maisa of Chituch, to cut off the Tzitzin Sheinamach, and that's how you'll have Hider Mitzvah. Says the Brisker Rav, the Ramam and the Rama argue in their Chanukah as far as Mahadrin, Lishitasam. Each one is consistent with his view. The Rambam could not tolerate the Rambam that each person should light his own candle, because that could not possibly qualify as Hider Mitzvah, because the Maisa Mitzvah was already done. It was already implemented by the Baal Habayis. And now when Shimon, another one of the Baal Habayis, lights the candle, it's a separate Maisa, it's a brand new Maisa. That cannot possibly qualify as Hider Mitzvah. The Rambam, on the other hand, who says that you can have Hider Mitzvah even after you completed the first Maisa, set up a second Maisa. Therefore, when Shimon decides that he's going to light his own candle, that's a Hider Mitzvah. So before we get to the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, we're going to ask the following question. Wait a second. What's going on over here? The Rambam could also accept the Rambam. Here, this is not a separate Maisa, because since Shimon is going to have in mind that he's not Yotze with the Adlok of the Baal Habayis, he has a brand new Chiyuv. And the Hider Mitzvah is the fact that he wants to implement the Mitzvah himself. So why would the Rambam have any objection over here? In the case of Tzitzin, Sheinam Akvin, Isamila, it's one Kiyuv Mitzvah, and he's already completed the Maisa. It's locked, it's too late for Hider Mitzvah. But here, Shimon has decided he doesn't want to be Yotze with that Lok of the Baal Habayis, and if he's implementing a brand new Mitzvah. So why would... How does the Brisker Rav even begin to explain and justify why the Rambam couldn't accept the Rambam?
But is the Baal Habayis Yotze with Hider Mitzvah if this person he thought he was being Motzi, he's not being Yotze with it?
Again, Shimon has made a decision that he doesn't want to be Yotze. So he's lighting in order to fulfill his mitzvah. That's a great Hider mitzvah. Why would the Rambam have any objection to that? Are you with me on that?
Does he have to tell the Baal Habayis that he's not going to be Yotze?
Basically, I don't know. Maybe he'll send him an email. I don't know. But the point is that once he's decided that he wants to be Mahadar Asam mitzvah, it means he wants to fulfill the mitzvah on his own. You know, thanks for no thanks. I don't want your adlock. You know, it's very nice that you're offering me your adlock on behalf of the Bnei Habayis. I don't want it because I want to be Mekayim the Hider Mitzvah. So that's fine. The Rambam should have no problem with that. What was the Brisker Rav saying? That since the Rambam denies and rejects the possibility of Hider Mitzvah in a separate Maisa, therefore he can't accept the Rambam Ner Chanukah. He could certainly accept the Rambam Ner Chanukah.
Oh,
comes along Rav Turchin, and he says, he gives us the deeper meaning of the Brisker Rav. The Rambam Shita is that we want to enhance the hadlaka of the Balabais. Why? Because the Iker Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishu Besa. So the Balabais is now representing all the people in the house. How does his hadlaka become embellished, enhanced? How do you upgrade that hadlaka? By adding Neros. The more Neros that you add, the greater the mitzvah, or the heder mitzvah at least, of Ner Chanukah, because we've now demonstrated that this hadlok is not just a small, limited hadlok of one Ner, it's hadlok of five Neros. That's what we've upgraded. Comes along Shimon, and he's going to make a declaration, I don't want to be Yotze with the Malabayas. What he's doing is, he's detracting, he's lowering the level of the Malabayas' hadlokah. He is diminishing the element of Heder, because instead of the Heder being five candles on behalf of five people, it now became four candles on behalf of four people. The Rambam cannot tolerate that. Why? Because the Rambam Lishitoso holds that the mitzvah of Heder mitzvah is built into the Maisa mitzvah. So we have a Maisa mitzvah of the Baal HaBayis. We want to enhance that Maisa mitzvah and embellish it with Heder mitzvah. The more people that are Yotze with the Baal HaBayis' hadlaka, because he adds another Ner for them, the greater, the more embellished the Heder mitzvah is of the Baal HaBayis. Mashiachin, the Ramah holds that you don't have to limit yourself in Heder to the original Maisa mitzvah. Right? That was the Ramah in Sitzin Sheinim Ha'akvin. So now what happens is, according to the Ramah, we don't need to embellish the Baal HaBayis' hadlok in order to achieve Heder mitzvah. We can set up a brand new Maisa, and that Maisa could achieve Heder mitzvah. The Ramah has now a luxury. He has an expanded scope for the mitzvah of the kiyum of Heder mitzvah. Oh, comes along Shimon, and he says, you know what? I want to be mahadah the mitzvah. I want to set up my own Maisa hadlaka for my own kiyum, and therefore I'm excluding myself from the hadlaka of Reuven. When he makes that statement, at that point, he generates a heder mitzvah, because he's saying, I want to do the mitzvah myself. And since the Ramah allows for heder mitzvah outside of the realm of the original Maisa mitzvah, so for example, the original Maisa mitzvah was a mila without the tzitzin sheinah ma'akvin, I can now, according to the Ramah, set up a heder mitzvah as a separate independent Maisa for the tzitzin sheinah ma'akvin, then I can certainly, in the case of Ner Chanukah, according to the Ramah, set up a separate independent kiyum of Mahadrin. And what is the Mahadrin? Because Shimon decides, I want to fulfill my own personal Heder. But the Rambam Lishitoso doesn't have that option, because the Rambam is limited and restricted in Heder Mitzvah to the original Maisa Mitzvah. The original Maisa Mitzvah was that of the Baal HaBayis. And at that point, we upgrade and embellish the Baal HaBayis, because he's going to be Motzi all the people in the household. He's going to demonstrate that by adding Neros for each corresponding to each member of the Baal HaBayis. And now, paradoxically, if Shimon makes the declaration, I don't want to be Yotze, I want to have my own Ner, then he's detracting from the Maisa Mitzvah of the Baal HaBayis. And that's the Iker Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah.
But the Baal HaBayis, when he lights his candle, does he get Heder Mitzvah anyway? Or only if he's being motzi somebody else?
Right, only if he's being motzi someone else. I mean, if he lights only one candle on behalf of himself, it's completely stripped of Heder Mitzvah.
Yeah,
but as you add candles, you embellish his Maisa Mitzvah of Hadlaka. Why? Because his Hadlaka is not one candle, but it's another candle on behalf of Shimon, a third candle on behalf of Levi. That's the kiyum of Heder Mitzvah. The Rambam could not tolerate, therefore, that we detract and lower the number of candles by encouraging Shimon to be parish minat zibur, parish minat bayis, and declare, I'm not being yotze with the hadlaka of the Baal HaBayis.
But how was
Shimon, setting up his own
candle? How was Shimon yotze with heder Where is his basic mitzvah? Where is his basic mitzvah that he's being mahadir?
Again, the chiddush of Ner Yishuv Beiso with the mahadir, according to the Rambam, is that we're all together involved in one adlaka. As soon as you separate somebody from that adlaka, then you're really diminishing that kiyum of Ner Yishuv Beiso.
Yeah, that's the Rambam.
Oh, are you going according to the Rambam?
According to the Rambam.
But the Rambam says that it's a greater heder to have each individual decide for himself that he wants to implement the Maisa Mitzvah. The Rambam never accepted this limitation rule that heder mitzvah only applies to the original Maisa Mitzvah.
So, therefore, according to the Rambam, the original, the Baal Bayis does not lose his heder mitzvah because somebody else goes away, because it doesn't matter, because there's still two people lighting in the same building.
Right, according to the Rambam, there's no obligation or requirement in Ner Chanukah that the original hadlok of the Baal Bayis should contain within it or generate with it the Hidur Mitzvah. Because the Rambam has a broader definition of Hidur Mitzvah. And within the context of the Rambam, Adarab, the best thing to do would be encourage each person in the family to light his own Ner Chanukah. So it's really fascinating. This machlokas between the Rambam between the Rambam and the Rambam tucked away in Hilchos Tzitzis has a tremendous impact on how we understand Ner Chanukah. And Bris Milah, I meant to say. Did I say Tzitzis?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What's the connection between Tzitzis and Bris Milah?
Tzitzin.
Right. Okay, good. You caught that.
And if a person lights by himself, he's the only one lighting, he can never be Mikayim the mitzvah of a heater.
Only the Mahajan, Min HaMahajan, but not right. The Mahajan. Right. Right. Yeah, that's for sure. And that was Simon Tez Zion, and then Simon Yud Zion we did together, or at least part of it. If you can hold on to these pages, maybe we can finish that tomorrow. And that's the Simon about Hadloka al Pesach Beiso Mibachutz. Right? Is that what I gave you? No, I gave you Yutes. What did I give you?
Yutes.
Yutes. Oh, alright. So we have here Yud Zion and Yud Ches. Okay, so let me make a note of what we want to do here. Where is that piece of paper that I had? I'm really doing great today.
Shakoya, thank you.
Go ahead. Yeah, thanks so much.
That piece of paper.
While you're looking for that, what if the model is here, the Baal Bayis lights for everybody, each one, without realizing that they all had in mind that did not want to be yotzei with it. Does he still have the mitzvah of
either? He gets schar for machshava tova, you know.
But he doesn't get
maybe machshava tova.
But he was modeling many candles.
Right. So again, Rabbi said, what did we do today? We got to Siman Tes Zion. Okay. So we did Siman Tes Zion. And I gave out Yud Tes. Okay?
And you said you did already, okay?
Okay, first half of Yud Tes. Okay.